dictation for Sharon Kuester, K-U-E-S-T-E-R, July 651. Address as a letter to Dr. Jinu, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Jinu, consultation Mrs. Kuester with severe resistant hypertension and question progressive renal failure. She does have a history of obesity, hypertension, diabetes, sleep apnea, complaining of fatigue, weakness, poor exercise tolerance, minor increase of CPK, has been evaluated at the University of Michigan a few months ago. They do not believe there is an active collagen vascular disease. No recommendation for further diagnostic procedures or treatment. She has hypertension for a number of years, requiring a number of medications that she says to be compliant. Blood pressure improved, but it still remains elevated. Presently, no headaches, no changes on eyesight or hearing, no reported vomiting dysphagia, no reported blood in the stools, denies cloudiness or blood in the urine. There is dyspnea, but no cough, sputum production, or phobnia, PND, or oxygen. No major upper respiratory symptoms. Was having edema, but aldactone has improved the symptoms. There is chronic itching, but no rash. Next paragraph. The past medical history for obesity, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, fatty liver, sleep apnea, thoracic aortic aneurysm, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, question coronary artery disease with PICC defect, has been followed with cardiology, cardiac cath has been done, non-obstructive coronary artery disease, prior history of gout, but no recurrence for a few years. Next paragraph. Intolerant to statins with muscle pain. Recent kidney ultrasound bilateral cyst. Incidental angiomyolipoma. Next paragraph, surgeries including apparently bilateral rotator cuff surgery, benign breast cyst removed, umbilical hernia and mesh. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin sulfa and statins, also latex contact problems. Next paragraph, medications, blood pressure, labetalol, HCTC, nitrates, spironolactone, which is new, losartan, discontinue Norvasc because of edema. Otherwise, allopurinol, vitamin D, Zetia, Claritin, Prilosec, aspirin, metformin, Trulicity. No anti-inflammatory agent. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, smoke for 8 years, discontinue like 30 years ago, no alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 249, 60 inches tall. Blood pressure in the office was 130-270 by the nurse. When we did it, it was 178-100. Alert oriented sign 3, non-nystagmus, no carotid bruise, palpable masses, respiratory cardiovascular within normal limits, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness bruise, minor peripheral edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from October. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, creatinine up to 1.1 for a GFR of 49. That will be a stage 3. September, similar numbers. However, before, creatinine was running between 0.8 there has been normal calcium, albumin, liver testing, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. I don't have a recent urine analysis a few years back at the time of urinary tract infection. There was trace amount of blood. A liver ultrasound, enlargement of the liver and fatty liver, gallbladder stones without inflammatory changes, no obstruction. Stress testing, normal ejection fraction 65%, however, has a large anterior reversible ischemia extended to the lateral wall. Reason for the cardiac cath. Kidney ultrasound 11.3 on the right, 9.3 on the left, multiple seeds bilateral, no obstructions. The arterial Doppler, no evidence of renal artery stenosis. Incidentally, a 2.1 centimeter lesion on the left kidney, likely representing angiomyolipoma. Incidental aneurysm, distal abdominal aorta, 3.3 by 3.4. The cardiac cath, this is from July, mild disease, normal ejection fraction 70%. However, there is an elevated end-diastolic pressure, so in relation to diastolic dysfunction CHF. This was done by Dr. Felten, F-E-L-T-E-N. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Severe hypertension, primary type, exacerbated by obesity, and probably also the sleep apnea. She says to be compliant with taking medications and trying to do low sodium, however not physically active because of symptoms of fatigue, dyspnea, weakness. She is on maximal doses of losartan, a good dose of aldactone, which is new medication. On top of the hydrochlorothiazide, we have a space on labetalol. Nitrates are not strong medicines, and we are not using calcium channel blockers because of recent leg edema. She is going to continue to monitor blood pressures. I did not see any difference between right and left. Chemistry will be followed. Next number, CKD stage 3, likely from severe hypertension and effect of medications. Chemistry is to be followed. Urine analysis needs to be updated to see if there is activity for blood protein or cells. Next number, bilateral renal cyst. This is not inherited polycystic kidney disease. Next number, incidental angiomyolipoma, which is a benign tumor, usually does not require any specific treatment. Can be followed with imaging over a period of time. Next number, obesity. Next number, sleep apnea. Next number, diabetes. I do not have an A1C. Next number, elevated CPK, but consider not related to collagen vascular disease per University of Michigan rheumatology. Next number, coronary artery disease, but not stenosis. Next number, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next number, intolerant to statins. I also going to update phosphorus and PTH for bone mineral abnormalities associated to kidney disease. next paragraph comments, I noticed that you have done aldosterone level back in July 20. As well as renin levels, and that do not show evidence for renal for primary aldosteronism. Also, testing for catecholamine metabolites do not point for pheochromocytoma. I believe she has primary hypertension that needs to be continuously aggressively treated. End of dictation.